we're getting this morning. The Father's just drawing forth, and His heart is so deep of to bring us into who we are. It's the most basic thing of teaching of the gospel. I just feel like He wants to reaffirm our foundations in who we are. And last night I was just thinking, and we've got a lot of kids all over the world, a lot of kids that we've raised. Some of them aren't young, some of them are older. We've got children all over the place. And there was one I was thinking about from a long way back, and having a hard time right now. And I was just crying out to God, and I was just like, Lord, why? Like, I just feel so broken for them, and it's like we don't do kids like the West does kids, in that you disciple spiritual kids or whatever. For us, having kids is you invest in them, you invest time, which is huge, all through the night, different times. You invest money, you invest resources, you pour in, year out, you pour your heart out. And then my heart's just broken for these ones from years of pouring in. And why my heart was breaking is because they don't know who they are. They don't know. They still don't know. Still don't know how loved they are. Still don't get it. Still think like a two-year-old. I do it myself. I do it myself. I do it myself. We all know with two-year-olds, that's how they grow and that's how they learn. But there's something so significant that a father is a father, and He places us in families. And I'm just crying out, God, why? What do we do? What else can we do? Like, what? What can you do? There's not much more you can do. Still, I do it myself. And you just see their hearts breaking and doing it themselves. But they don't have to be like that. And I'm just like, Father, what? And I'm just crying. I'm just feeling so broken. Like, what else? And then it just hit me. I just had this encounter. I just started weeping. I felt the heart of the Father so strongly. I felt His heart. And I just started weeping uncontrollably. And He said, that's how I feel every day. That's how I feel for my kids, because I've given them everything. I gave my son. Everything heaven contains, I've lavished upon them. I've given them everything. And yet, you know, I keep pouring out and they don't get it. They don't know who they are still. They don't know who they are. They don't know. They get in parts how much I love them, but I felt His heart breaking for how much He loves us as sons and daughters, and how much He has given everything, His time, His love, His provisions, everything. Everything that we need is given, is poured out. And how much we, like I do it myself. I do it myself. I do it myself. And we're like struggling through the waves and the winds and the torments. And see, the Father says that He'll walk through the valleys with us. He says He'll be our covering and our protection. It doesn't that means to me that we actually walk through things, but it just strips away the I do it myself, because he says he'll walk through it with us. And I just felt his heart so strong that he wants, it's just that depth of revelation to a heart that sometimes doesn't matter how much you do, how much you pour out, until we get that heart revelation. I just feel so strongly the Father wants to bring us into a whole new level, a whole new realm of encounter with his heart that we've been talking about, we've been experiencing over the years. But there's another whole realm that if we, the earth is groaning and longing for the awakening of the sons and daughters, if we get this revelation of who we are, of who we really, of who I really am, who we really are, identity, oh my goodness, then we just, there's this life flow, this explosion that's going to come. Everything the ladies were sharing about today for our nation. And when we get this revelation, nothing can hold us back, because it doesn't matter what wind, what storm, what torment, because the Father's covering his banner over us, is his love, his protection, because then we'll stand in it with such authority, with such power, with such life flow. Oh my goodness. I just always remember, like, it's like, oh man. Stuck. There we go. It's like an umbrella. That's his banner. His banner over me is love. Doesn't matter how big that storm was the other day. Doesn't matter what the rain's like. Doesn't matter which direction it's coming from. His banner over me, his banner over you is love. And what kids do sometimes is think, I do it myself. And we just wander. We just wander ourselves, and we get outside of the banner and the storms hit us and they knock us down and they beat us up and they bruise us. And we just don't get it that we can come under the umbrella. We just don't get how simple it is, how beautiful it is, how much he's made a way for us to be sheltered and to walk through with his protection, like to walk in the midst of everything covered with the banner of love, that his banner of love is redeeming love that triumphs, that speaks for us, that speaks a greater name, has a greater power. And so as I was just there and I'm just weeping and I felt the Father's heart, and I was like, Lord, goodness, we talk about this every single day. I mean, like, you want me to say it again? Like, and he's like, just tell them that my love is big enough, that my banner is big enough, that my heart is big enough to hold and to carry and to walk you through. And you don't have to do it yourself. And that independent spirit of our culture, that I do it myself. And oh, the Father, he wants to be a father. I just love Charles's teaching on adoption. If you can remember that, or go back and listen to it, where in the Jewish culture, men were adopted in their 30s, 40s, even later, they were grown men. And I don't think they have that concept of I do it myself. Like, they were grown men that were adopted by fathers. And we just have such a thing that we feel like we get to a point in our lives that I'm just going to have to make it happen myself. You know what? Oh, they've loved me and everything, but... And this is the lie of the enemy. The lies come in. The lies come in to say that they don't really, it's not really real. Like, you know, it's okay up to this measure, but, you know, that this love can't really be real. It can't, you know, I really kind of am on my own. It's just fake. It's just a not real. And the lies come in. And you see, when you're outside of the umbrella, the lies get you big time. They get you and they isolate you and they pull you away and steal you away until your heart begins to believe the lies. And then it's really hard. It's really hard to do away with those lies when you've been out from the umbrella for a while and you've been battered by those cold winds. Your heart starts to believe it. And the Father today wants to break off the lies that says you're alone, that says no one cares, no one sees. The lies of disillusionment, the lies of offense was what I was getting. Lies of offense where we take this stuff to heart and offense begins to build in our heart and we can't see past it. The Father wants to bring and cover with the banner of love over your heart because it's the banner of love that protects us from offense. And when little lies try and creep in, it's that banner that says, no, that's a lie. That's not true. But when the banner of love isn't there, then it's like, well, maybe that is true. Maybe I'm really not worth that much. Maybe I'm really not, you know, I'm not that good. I don't have it. Maybe it just all is not true. But the banner of love protects you because your heart says, the love says to your heart, says, that is not true. That is a lie. And it has the authority and the power to kick it out the door. Father, just welcome again that spirit of revelation to come to our hearts today, that you would break open, Father, the areas that we've listened to the lies, that we've wandered and stepped out of the umbrella of your covering, where we've tried to do it ourselves and turned our hearts. And it's not just turning from you, but from those in our lives, those who are mothers, fathers, those who do love us, and we've let offense build up in our hearts and we've listened to that offense. Father, just ask for that spirit of revelation to come right now. To begin to shed light, to bring light, to bring hope. Oh, Father, thank you that your banner of love is big enough to pick us up yet again, to find us yet again and again and again. That you don't grow tired and weary. You don't think enough, I've said it 100 times, enough's enough, that's enough. You don't grow tired and weary. You say it again and again to our hearts. Father, we just come. Just let it minister to your spirit in whatever area you've taken offense at the nature of man. And, you know, when we're not perfect and when we don't love perfect and we take offense at the tiny things and they build up, just let the Father shed light on those parts of our heart, because there is such a shift we are stepping into. Said so many times, there's such a shift. But this earth is groaning for sons and daughters. And to step into this shift, it's looking for sons and daughters to carry this. It's sons and daughters, sons and daughters. Not I do it myself. Sons and daughters. So, Father, come as only you can. And just shift. Come and find us, Daddy, as only you can. Your banner of love. Your banner of love. Let your banner of love sweep through right now every heart, every disillusionment, every loneliness, frustration, unworthiness. Just let it all dissolve away, Father. Let it dissolve away. Let it just fall away. You know, the parable of the shepherd with his sheep, and it says he had 100 lambs, but one of his lambs wandered away and was lost. And you know what? Sometimes it's just easy to wander a little bit. And before you know it, if you've been out in the hills and the mountains where the shepherds are, it's not hard to get lost. Like, you don't have to wander far, and you just get a little bit lost. And the beautiful part is the shepherd comes in the open fields and searches in the wilderness for that lost lamb. And sometimes we get a little bit lost in the wilderness. And that's what it feels like, an absolute wilderness, a desert. And it's just that feeling of being so lost. But our Father and our Shepherd does not stop until he finds us. And with such exuberant joy, he raises us up and places us on his shoulders. Where we've been lost in the wilderness, can't see any hope, lost, can't see our way back, didn't even know how we got there. But he picks us up. Not only, he doesn't just shoo us back, chase us back with a stick and spank us back into the fold. He puts us on his shoulders, the place of great honor, the place of his great compassion, his heart. He literally carries us from the wilderness. He carries us home with such joy. I don't know if you've seen any lost sheep in the mountains, in the wilderness. I have. They're generally a bit stinky. They're a bit dirty. They're a bit weak. And you want to just kind of like put them on the back of the truck, but he puts them on his shoulders. And they're not good looking lambs, those ones. Like, they need some good dip, and they got to get the worms out, and they got it all happening, and he puts them on his shoulders with joy. And he celebrates the return of his lost lamb. It wandered away. Don't you just love that? He says it wandered away. It didn't like plan and connive and think, I'm just going to, you know, do my own thing. Like a little two-year-old is not like thinking, I'm going to, you know. It's just like, I do it myself, you know, and wanders away. And he says, I found it and brought it home. And the beautiful part, I know this is talking about sinners coming home to the Father, but there's something so simple and so beautiful that the Father sees us when our hearts just turn a little bit and just get a little bit lost in the wilderness and wander and feel lost. And, you know, he says, when we just repent, come back home and return to the fold. There's just something about climbing back in under that umbrella. There's that safety. is just a place of safety. And the next little parable, the lost coin, the next one, the parable of Father and his sons that we all know. But last night I just got another whole picture of it, and he just, you see, sometimes I can't, sometimes it's so hard to, you just can't make someone understand something. You just can't make someone get something. And this father, I mean, of all the fathers, he's got to have done, he's the father. And yet he had two sons that didn't get it. He was the father, like, he was the father that gave everything, absolutely, his heart, his everything, and he had two sons that didn't get it. And even the son that went away and spent everything, and he's out there and he's thinking, and he was so humiliated, and he finally realized what he was doing, and he remembered his father's house, and he remembered the workers who have everything they want, plenty to spare, and they lack nothing. He remembered the workers that lacked nothing. And even in that place, he still didn't get it. He thought, he still didn't get it. He still felt unworthy, but he thought maybe he could become a worker. His father poured everything. He still didn't get it. But the father waited and longing is what I was feeling last night, was his heart was such longing. And he watched from a far distance, from a long distance away, he saw him coming dressed as a beggar. And you see, we don't know who we are. And we allow unworthiness and shame and poverty, the beggar. We dress as beggars. And he saw him coming, and it says that great compassion swelled up in his heart for his son who was returning home. And that's what I felt last night. That's what I saw. The Father's great compassion. He sees us in our brokenness, and his heart is just full of compassion, and it overflows his heart. And he runs to us and he's picking you up. And he hugs us with everything within us. He's kissing you and me over and over and over with tender love. With tender love. You see, he's not waiting for his son to ask for forgiveness. And, you know, is this compassion? He sees the brokenness. He just knows his son is turning. And he's just wanting to pick you up today. Hold you so tight. He's kissing you with his kisses of restoration, his redeeming love. Ah. And he, even still then, at that point, the son says, Father, I was so wrong. I have sinned against you. I could never deserve to be called your son. He knows it all comes, he's starting to get that it all comes down to sonship. But even in that minute, the father interrupted him and said, he didn't even listen. He's like, and he said, son, you're home now. He didn't even listen to all that. The kid's going, I want to be a servant, I want to be a slave. And he's interrupting him, and he doesn't even pay any attention. He doesn't even respond to it. And he calls him, son, you are home now. I just release that to your heart. Sons and daughters, you are home in the Father's heart. in a father's house where everything his great love is lavished upon you. And he says, quickly bring me the splendid robe of favor. Quickly. Quickly. You see, as soon as we come back under that umbrella, that robe of favor, splendid robe of favor, he covers you. He's covering you. Covering you with the robe of favor. Which we don't deserve. It's nothing that we do. It's all because of him. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how broken, whatever we are, we just come under that umbrella, his splendid robe of favor. Bring the ring, the seal of sonship. The Father's saying in your heart, he's speaking over you, bring that ring, bring that seal of sonship. Bring that seal that I'll set upon your heart. The seal, the revelation no one can take away. Father, just ask for that ring, that seal of sonship. Oh, Lord. Bring the best clothes, the sandals. We need sandals because the slaves were bare feet. So he's making us sons with shoes on. He's sealing us in every area. For my beloved son was once dead, but now he's alive. And I don't know if you feel like your spirit's died a bit, but generally when we wander out of the umbrella of his covering and protection, we don't feel alive, and it happens very subtly and very slowly, but we just begin to feel cold and like nothing brings life anymore, and it's just mundane and it's day after day, and your heart, the joy goes away. And you don't know what you're doing anymore. And you can't hold on to the hope anymore. And it literally just feels like everything's just dying. And you can still faintly hear the promises and the words have been spoken over, but your heart just begins to die. And he says, my beloved son was once dead, but he is alive again. The Father is wanting to release that life flow into your spirit today. He's calling forth his sons and daughters to live again. He's releasing the hope. He's releasing the life flow to your heart. He's bringing you, drawing you under the cover of his banner of love all over again. And there's no shame and there's no guilt. Because it says, seven times a righteous man will fall, seven times will rise up again. He doesn't care how many times he goes looking for us. He just keeps doing it. He keeps bringing us in under his banner of love. And I just felt the Father, you know, we've come in progressive revelation of his heart. And he is a time for a whole new breaking open for the sons and daughters to arise. But to really arise, we've got to know, like Anne was saying, like Lou was saying, we've got to know who we are. We've got to know whose we are. So Father, why don't you just stand and open your hearts, open your hands, and just respond to what is speaking to your heart. Father, we come from all different areas and places in our hearts, and we just respond to you. We say, Daddy, thank you that you find me. Thank you that you see me. Thank you that you find me in the wilderness. And you put your banner of love over me over and over again. And would you forgive me when my heart wants to do it my way? Would you forgive me when sometimes I run? Would you forgive me when my heart has become cold and tired and weary and lost? And thank you that you are my Father. And I want to be your daughter. I want to be your son. And I ask for the spirit of revelation to my heart, afresh, anew today, of who you are to me, of who you are, Father, of that ring, that seal of sonship upon my life. I ask that you would reveal that to my heart. Father, I just release right now encounters to every heart of the depth of your love, of how your heart cries out and groans for each one of us. Father, I just ask that you would reach through the walls in our hearts, the uncertainties, the misconceptions, Father, the pains, the brokenness, that you would blow right through it all. The light, the truth, just release the truth of your word. Just break off the lies of unworthiness. Just break off the lies, the insecurities. Father, just break off the lies of loneliness, the lies I got to do it myself. I just break off those lies and I just release the truth that you are greatly loved, valued, treasured, and never forgotten. Father, I just release that hope to every heart. Father, I just release that cloak of favor, that robe of splendid favor to rest upon every heart. Father, I thank you that your banner of love walks with and through every situation with everyone. Father, I thank you that you are the ever-present help in time of need. You never leave. You've never forsaken. You've never forgotten. You search out, Father. You hold on tight. I just release that truth to every heart. Father, let it bring a shift right now. Let it bring alignment right now. Let it align every promise and every word. Let it click into place, Father. Let it shift, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just release that, Father, in every heart. Breathe upon every heart afresh, Father. Would you just let your love infill, Father, every small child here, right through every generation here, Father, everyone that is at home, Father, every one of our family that's not here, Father, we just release the life flow and the revelation. You draw us back. Holy Spirit, none comes to the Father but by you. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would draw us in, that you would draw us in to the great revelation of the ages, the great revelation of the ages when the sons and daughters know who they are. So I call forth the valiant sons and daughters to stand, not as the workers, like the oldest son, not as the slaves, not as the slaves like the younger son wanted to be, but I call forth the sons and daughters to stand victorious in who you are, to stand in the authority of who you are. Father, let that rise up. Let the joy of the Lord rise up within every spirit. Let it rise up. Let that become such a flow of strength, uncontainable, uncontrollable. Let it burst forth within them, Father. Let it rise up. Let it burst the banks, Father. Let it overwhelm every other situation. Let the joy arise, Lord. Let it come forth. Let it come forth. Let the new day, Father, I thank Thank you for that song, my Retta. Thank you for the new day and the song of the morning. Let it rise from within. Father, I thank you for the victory in your name. I release the victory upon every heart and every home. Father, I thank you that you are the justification, that you speak for everyone. Those who feel like they've just had to be speaking for themselves and making the way, the Father speaks for you. The Father is your foreguard and your rear guard, and He is speaking for you. He is speaking for you. He is speaking. His voice thunders for you. He is your covering and your protection. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, just begin to thank Him. Just begin to release your heart. Just begin to say, thank you, Father. You find me. You love me. You know 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 me. You pick me up. You hold me. You walk me forth. You call me forth. You call me forth. Because most of those prophetic words that you've been given, most of the words upon your heart, as you begin to know who you are, they cannot help but explode from within you. They can't help but explode from within you. Oh, so I call you forth. I call forth the sons and daughters to stand in your identity. I call forth the freedom. All the limitations are gone to be you, to be the most amazing you, the most beautiful you, the you that is beautiful, the you that is amazing, the you that is complete in Jesus. And there's no insecurities, and no, it doesn't matter, because when we are all amazing and all beautiful and all unique and all powerful and all creative, and we are all, we have so much in us, and it doesn't matter what anyone else is or looks like or does, because that life flow of the King of Glory is in each one of us and is calling forth the beauty in you. He wants to see the beautiful you. He wants to hear your voice. He is calling forth the giftings in you. He's calling forth the teachers and the prophets, the apostles, the disciples. He's calling forth the pastors. He's calling forth the gifts in you. He needs you. He wants you. He loves you. The beauty in you. We've got to know who we are. We're not prophets and apostles and things. We're sons and daughters. When we know that, then this world will not contain us. Oh my. Oh Lord. Let it rise in us, Lord. Let us be uncontainable. Let us stand with such authority in who we are. Lord, bring to the forefront who we are. Just begin to think over the words the Lord has spoken on your heart. Begin to think over what He has said to you. The things that look crazy, the things that look impossible. Begin to say yes, yes, yes. I say yes. I say yes to those words. They're not just promises, they're truth for me. So I say yes to that truth on my life. I say yes to that truth upon my life. The Father's calling us to begin to shift our thinking. They're not just promises and prophetic words for the distance. They're truth in us, on us. They are us. And we've got to start to see us how He sees us. Oh my, oh my. Yes, Lord. Take a big breath in. Yes, Lord. Whoa. Just feel that. We weakness just disappearing and the limitations just shaking off. Freedom, every part of your soul, every part. Freedom. Freedom to your heart, to your mind, to your body. I just see even sickness falling off, because as our hearts fill up, oh my goodness, it heals our bodies, it heals our minds, and oh, just the fatigue and the sickness just shaking off, just is just dissolving away. All those little cells and bacteria and everything that's not supposed to be there, just disintegrating right now as the sons and daughters arise. Open up you gates. Oh, we are the gates. We are the gates for the King of Glory to come through. Open up you ancient doors. We are the ancient doors. Open up, open up, open up for the King of Glory. The King of Glory. The King of Glory. Ah, we're just going to stay in this place for a few more minutes. Jack, do you want to come and let's just worship. Let's just